You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hello, everyone. How are you today? It's a glorious day here in Southern California. And as always, I'm excited and happy to be with you. I'm Summer McStravick, and we're spending this hour talking about flow and flow dreaming and what I call the art of manifesting. I consider myself a manifesting practitioner, among many other roles and hats that I wear as a modern American woman. I'm thinking of mom, small business owner, author, on and on. So many of us do so many different things anymore. We have so many different roles that we have to fulfill. One thing that flow dreaming does for me is it really helps me address each and every different aspect of my life. So I don't feel that things are sort of all different directions. I'm different people in different places so much as my flow is this continuous stream that runs through them all, that ties them all together, that ties me together, bringing me always into that constant fruitful place, no matter what I'm doing, no matter if I'm doing my businessy work or if I'm, you know, picking up the kids from school, or if I'm even on air, you know, sharing something like this with all of you. So today's show, we will not be having any phone calls. The studio phone lines are down. So I'm going to do my best to entertain you. You know what? I think hopefully I will. You can always let me know afterwards on Facebook if I have failed in that attempt. And trust me, some of you do let me know. That's the one thing about putting yourself out into the world, into the universe like I have. You get comments and, you know, observations from everybody. And sometimes they're unasked for. And it doesn't matter because, you know what? You're always going to get comments and observations from people, whether you're on air or whether you're just at the grocery store. So that's another thing flow helps you with, learning how to roll through things, roll through life, letting things just shake off you. I think of a duck swimming in the water. It's just shaking its feathers off, and the beaded water just flies off of its back and it moves on to the next spot in the pond. That's how we all are or should be in life. Now, this is leading us to my topic of the day, interestingly enough, which is what happens when we get into those waters that are full of resistance and negativity and criticism, when we are in those stuck places where it really feels like, you know, we're a fisherman on a pond and we've been sitting there for hours and days and nothing is biting. And we say it's all fished out. These waters are fished out. It's often a sign, flow, an energy sign, an energy response, saying wherever you have landed, it's time to start moving again. And it doesn't matter how much hope you have for this place, how much longing, how much desire, how much you have invested in it. That's a reason that often keeps us in stuck and stagnant places. You've invested your time, your education, your heart, whatever it may be. When we invest like this and yet nothing is yielding, nothing is coming up for us, it's hard to move on. So today we're talking about this, when you need to let go, move on, how to give it up, how to get back into your flow, how to move into that free and easy and wonderful place. And we're going to be doing a flow dream to that very effect. Oh, a little bit farther into the show today. So if you are new to this program, new to flow dreaming, and it's still sort of starting to make sense to you, but you're not quite sure what all this manifesting business is about, do go to my website. That's called flowdreaming.com, flowdreaming.com. I have an online learning library that's 100% free for you to read and browse through all kinds of articles and questions, and you can make comments and talk about things. It's sort of set up like a blog, basically. You can subscribe to it if you wish to. I also have a great newsletter that goes out, well, just a couple times a month. In fact, I think in May I sent it out a grand total of once. So no, you won't be receiving excessive amounts of information about manifesting. It's on my list. It's on my list. Get you a new issue out today. In fact, I have a really interesting article. It's been brewing and brewing in my mind all week long. It sort of talks a lot about the work that I do individually with people when I'm working in sessions with people. More and more, I realize that one of the things that I do is I dip into people's flows, see their streams, see them and their energy moving forward in their life, is I read who they are, where they are, and where they're going. But on top of that, the layer on top of that, the manifesting layer, where we look at things and direct them and say, well, what's next? What should we do next? It's where I'm looking into people's fantasies, essentially. I'm looking into their dreams for themselves. Even if they're often not clear what they are, I see them as clear as a bell. I say, this is your dream. These are your dreams. These are your fantasies. This is the life you are seeking that you want to develop. And here are the emotions in it. And it's amazing. At the end of the flow dreams that I do individually one-on-one with people, and they say, everything was there. Everything was there. This was my life as if it was the most perfect day of my existence. The most perfect day of my existence when every single thing in my life was right, was just right, had come together, was smooth, was easy, was bountiful, was totally fulfilling to me in every possible way. And I feel so lucky to be able to do this kind of work with people. I mean, imagine what it must be like spending hours each day working with people and being right in that sweet spot, that present spot where everything has come together and is just working so well with people. I always cross my fingers and say, well, you know, I know the flow has sort of a bleeding over effect. So I'm awash. I'm in the backwash of all this good energy that we're summoning up and creating for each other. So let's get into this topic, which is, again, what happens when you find yourself in that quiet spot where nothing is, where you are feeling like you've invested, you've put your time in, or you've put your years in, and or you maybe have done, quote unquote, all the right things. You've done all the right things. You've worked hard at your job. You've interviewed. You've, you've invested your money right, or you were a good parent. What happened? All these things that we build up around these parts of our lives that make us constantly say, but it should be like this, it should be like this, it should be like this. Why isn't it? Let's talk about flow energy, pure and simple, for a minute, because everything I see, everything I do, I see through a prism of energy, meaning that anything in our landscape around us essentially is inherently made out of information. And you can call it quantum information that gets a little bigger and becomes an atom, and then it gets with other atoms, becomes molecules, and those molecules clump together and they become things, you know, objects, things we can look and touch and hold. Everything, though, it's not just physical things that are made out of this information, these templates, if you will, these blueprints. Everything else is also made of this same stuff. This is even thoughts. You're thinking. Is information. Your thinking is something. It's definitely going on. It's definitely happening just because you can't see it or capture it, hold it in your hand, stuff it in a bottle afterwards. Your thinking is something real. And if it exists, even that brief thought that flits across your mind, if it exists at all, it will continue to have its existence forever. It is written indelibly into that grand, greater template of everything that is. So everything is energy. Everything. Thoughts are energy. Physical things are energy. Even what happens when you bring thoughts and physical things together and you start to get situations, circumstances, business places, interactions between social groups, all of these are just different mixes of the energy coming together. Again, energy, 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 energy. So what happens when you find yourself in this place where you are stuck? You aren't going anywhere. You aren't progressing. You are treading water. Energetically, what's going on is you're getting tired. You're getting very tired. Anybody who's treaded water for any length of time knows that you can do it. And if you're a really good swimmer and you're really strong, you can tread water for a long time. That's why it was made, to allow you to be simple and still and stay afloat as long as you can. And yet it takes energy. It's a constant expense with no gain other than staying afloat. Now, this is very different than the swimmer who pushes off the side, and they are streamlined. They are moving quickly. They're like a dolphin in the water, a fish. They're sliding through, cutting through the water with ease and grace, using minimum energy for maximum efficiency energetically. This is when you are utterly and completely in a flow of energy in your life that is clean, clear, bright, and free. Remember, everything is energy. So what does it mean if this whole area of your life is clean, clear, bright, and free, moving along effortlessly? You just give a little bit of push, a little bit of energy, and you go so far, so fast. That is flow. That is pure flowing energy. And it's the natural state of the universe. It's the natural state of everything. And you say, well, what about when things that bad happen? What about, you know, when a tree is infested with beetles and it dies and it goes back to the ground? You say, that's a bad thing. How can that be in the flow? And I say, well, no, it's actually not a bad thing. The beetle sees it as a wonderful thing. The ground is going to see it as a wonderful thing as it's enriched by the nutrients of that tree. And the process is probably happening very effortlessly. It's flowing. It's moving. I say, what you're observing is simply change. You're seeing a change in form. You're seeing a change in energy as it moves from one type of state to the next. And I say, change. Change happens continually. It happens constantly. It's the one thing that you can count on, change. And that is what, as manifestors, we love, we take advantage of, because we know that even when you are in that quiet, empty spot where nothing is happening, where you're treading water, eventually it's going to change. It's going to change its state. The energy is not going to stay there. So your question, what you ask yourself is, what kind of change is going to happen? Where am I going to change into? What will happen from this point forward? Am I going to help direct it? Am I going to help sculpt it with my feelings? Am I going to think about this energetically? Or am I only going to think about it from my regular old usual physical-minded perspective, which is, oh, I've been putting so much into this. I dumped so much money into this, and nothing is happening. And, you know, all these things that we say, blah, 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 during our day. We're going to say energetically, hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to wait to the bitter end. I'm not going to just plow this thing into the ground. I'm not going to whine about it for one more day. I've already done it for a month, a year, 10 years. I'm going to listen to my flow. I'm going to feel that forward, floating, beautiful, clean, pristine, easy energy and say, take me. You know, just take me. Pull me out of this. And yes, it's going to mean I'm letting go, but it's going to feel like I'm having knots loosened off of my ankles. And I'm going to start moving, and I'm going to start flowing, and changes will start happening. My flow will bring me more of what I'm after. I was in a session, actually, yesterday, and one of the issues that came up, which often comes up for people, is we were looking at her life, and you know, I said, the thing is, you have all these possibilities in front of you to get you out of the state you're in, but none of them really feel right to you. None of them feel good to you. None of them are you. I said, so what's happening is you've been in this very stuck place, this very negative, depressed, frustrated place. And you look around and you say, but I don't want that. And I don't want that. And I don't want that. And that's fine. You can recognize I don't want all of these things. But you have to start moving. You have to start going in some direction. Pick the one that feels least bad for you and begin moving in that direction. The minute you start moving, flow can bring in new elements. Imagine a brackish swamp, you know, and it's starting to stink and everything is decaying in there. And it's not, you know, obviously it's flowing because in its decay, it's flowing smoothly. It's just we don't want to be in that, right? We don't want to be in those kinds of energies. Well, flow can't bring you any fresh water. It can't bring you a fresh current when you're there. You must step out of it. You must step in any direction. Now, if none of them that are presently available to you fit you, the very first thing you do in your manifesting, in your creating for yourself, is to say, flow, offer me some new options. I'm unsatisfied with all of my present options. I require some new options. Bring them into me. New choices, new options, all the ones on the table. don't hold my interest. They don't hold my desire. They don't pique my excitement. Flo, bring me in something else. Bring me in something else. And then you take a step and you move forward, allowing that fresh water to flow in behind your footsteps. You know exactly what I mean. Like when you step through an old swamp and, you know, your feet kind of suck into the ground. If you walk forward, the fresh water can flow in behind you, filling it up. So this is what I do whenever I hit what I call dead ends. And I hit them all the time. Even, you know, I stay in my flow pretty consistently. But I still reach points in my life where I say, I'm bored. I'm not satisfied here. I'm not being fulfilled here. Why not? What's going on? When did I fall off of that flowing stream of mine, that beautiful forward expression of myself, that natural state that I am, that source essence state that I am? And I go, well, you know, what happened is I started to kind of explore. You know, it's like I was in a museum and I stopped and I went and looked at a painting in another room for a while. And then I went into another room and I kind of got off, in this other direction. And then I ended up at a room where there was no more branches. There were no more choices. And I'm wondering why I'm not being stimulated. I'm wondering why there's nothing here for me, why I'm not feeling excited and tense and happy and eager about life. So I say, all right, I'm going to back up. I'm going to back up and I'm going to go into another room. I'm going to find something different. And even if it's not perfect, I'm going to start walking that way so that flow can bring me in even more things. This is how I listen to flow. And I've done shows about this in the past called, you know, listening to resistance, the power of resistance. When flow gives you resistance, you should clap your hands. You should say, yes, this is great. I know not where to waste my time. Flo, thank you for showing me where not to waste my time. Resistance is the immediate way that the energies say to you, if you go there, you're going to be putting out a lot of energy. You're not going to be getting much back out of it. So turn around, try something new. Find out where you put out energy and stuff comes back to you and you get more and more and more and more and you get excited and you can really start, you know, squeezing that juice in life. That is how you use resistance. That is how you get out of those empty waters. So we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about something I haven't discussed in a while. I call them emotional dead zones, like those places in the Pacific where no fish live anymore. They're dead zones out there in that big, beautiful ocean of ours. So we come back. We're going to talk about that. We're going to go into a flow dream together. I'm going to actually help you and move you out of wherever you are feeling stagnant right now in your life. And then I have some of your emails to share with you and some of your questions to answer on air. So I'm Summer McStravick. The show is called Flow Dreaming, and I'll be right back after this.
Listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
What dreams do you want to manifest in 2011? Live your best life with the support of your angels and guides. Dubbed the Psychic Goddess, Zuri Eberhardt will guide you through a session with your spiritual team to get the answers you need to move forward with clarity and confidence. Whether you have questions about relationships, energy healing, finances, career, or life purpose, the angels will provide the right wisdom exactly when you need it. Visit www.askzuri.com to schedule your private session today. That's www.askzuri.com.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com. And it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. FlowDreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, your host. Today we talk about manifesting and creating. Sometimes we talk about empathic intuition. We talk about energies and how they work and weave through our lives. And, you know, I just want to say hello, hello to all of you who have been listening since 2005, 2006, 2007. It constantly amazes me when I receive emails from you. I was thinking about this yesterday morning. I had spoken with somebody and I thought, wow, you know, she's been listening since like 2008. And I spoke with her a year ago and then she just emailed me and she's got a little baby now. And, you know, it's like I follow everybody's lives, you know, even a year apart, everybody, oh, they're getting married, they're getting divorced, they're having babies. You know, I'm starting to have this long history with a lot of you and it's really, it's wonderful. It just, you know, time goes so fast for me. It passes so quickly for me that it amazes me to sort of follow along with all of you. By the way, you can also see me on Facebook where I keep up with a lot of you too. But I love it when you email me, especially when you email me your stories, your questions, things that have happened to you while you're in the flow. I love to share this, especially in my newsletter, because other people are always curious to know, is what I'm doing, what other people are doing, is, you know, what I'm seeing, what other people are seeing, or will I be successful if I do this? And often when we read other people's stories and hear about them, we get ideas. And it helps us, it helps validate for us what it is that we've been experiencing and seeing and going through. And my site also has a lot of resources for you, discussion group you can be part of and meet other people who are like you. Again, flowdreaming.com. So here are a few, emails that I just wanted to share, one or two, and then we're going to go into that flow dream where we're going to get out of those empty waters where nothing is happening. That is, if you want this. You know, a lot of us are also at the other end of the spectrum where we're saying, I've had so much excitement. I've had so much happen. I need peace. I need rest. I need quiet. I need time to myself. I need my own thinking time. I need my own time in my interior. It's a very different feeling, different place. And that's a different show. Today's show, we're getting you out of the empty place. We're getting you out and about and having fun and enjoying life, out with people, having a marvelous time with all the things that you're creating for yourself. All right. This email comes from a gal in Finland. And that's another thing I love about being on Internet Talk Radio. Oh, all of you all over the world. Hello in Finland. Hello in Japan. Hello in Germany. Hello in Ireland. By the way, if any of you are interested in seeing me in Ireland later on this year, shoot me an email. Let me know. Because I would like to go over there and, I would like to know who else wants to meet me over there. Okay. So, I believe her name is pronounced Aina, but I'm not sure because it's Finnish. She says, "Hi, Summer. I just want to say thank you so much for your flow dreaming. It's helping me to get through some very challenging times, and I'm so grateful and happy for it. I especially love it that you talk so much about self-love and confidence on your radio show. The flow dreams go so deep and make me feel wonderful about myself. The flow dream on overcoming obstacles and resistance has been very powerful for me." So I know, yes, I talk about self-love and confidence because the more that you manifest, the more that you dig into this art, the more powerful you become. And the more powerful you become, the more you realize you are an active creator in your life and that you have so much that you can do if you choose to. Confidence just goes along with that. It's not something you have to paint on yourself and pretend to be. You just are. You just realize it. You radiate confidence. And from that often comes self-love, you know, an appreciation for this being that you are, the magnificence that you are, and the responsibility that comes with that. You know, when you realize that you can start to create and do things from the point of your mind alone. And I mean things very general, like bring love into your life, create better relationships, to things that are very specific, such as I deserve recognition. I deserve a raise. I'm receiving enough income now in my life that I can relax for a while, even to some things that are kind of strange. Well, not strange in my world, but strange to some people. And this is when you are a person who is maybe looking into the future, maybe working with other people's flows, looking at them energetically, reaching out to their source self, their God self, having a conversation with it. These are all things that I don't even question, that I simply do. And you could call that powerful, but I call it having to be really, 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 really responsible because you have a lot weighing on you if you do this and can do this. And you will do this as a manifester as you go forward. Here's another nice email that came through. "Hi, Summer. Who says Friday the 13th is unlucky? This morning, I won $25 on a scratch ticket, and I decided to buy your super lucky Flow Dream download with some of my lucky proceeds. I listened to it once this afternoon, and then I heard that I'll be getting another free horse sent to me to train and show with all the expenses paid for. So now I'll have two quote unquote free horses. How lucky is that? Thanks so much for your inspiration and guidance." That comes from Robin. And by free horse, what Robin is saying is that, you know, how expensive it is to board and own horses. Well, people have entrusted her with their animals, allowing her to train them and be with them and essentially kind of have horses of her own without having the costs involved, which is pretty, pretty, pretty big for all of you who know how expensive horses are. So there you are. Now, the flow dreams, by the way, that each of these people were referring to are simply downloads. They're MP3 downloads. You can find them on my website. What I've done is recorded flow dreams about very specific areas of our life, like little lightsabers of energy. You could say lancing out into the air, into the energies. Very focused energetic wishes and desires that allow you to create these certain things in your life, whatever the focus of it is. That one was being really, really lucky and having great, wonderful things drop in your lap. Another one I have, the overcoming obstacles and resistance that Aina talked about. That's when you are facing something that really feels like it's pressing back on you, pressing against you. This is a person that you're fighting with. This is the lawsuit that you're involved with. This is the boss who won't let you advance. These are the things where you feel like it's me against them. Well, the flow dream for overcoming obstacles and resistance allows the flow to find new paths, free up ways to get through this, to get past this. So it works out the best for everyone. Those are just two examples of what's on the website. And again, I talk you through these. I bring you into this emotional state, this flow energy state where you reach across. You know, I talked in the very beginning of the show about how everything is energy. Well, flow dreaming is a technique and a philosophy, but it's a technique that allows your mind to open up from where it is right now inside your brain and also extending outside of your body in a field of energy that extends around you. All your thoughts are not just in your brain. You have to get that out of your head. That is old school way of thinking. That is 400-year-old way of thinking. All the new physics says, no, your thoughts are quantum based. You know, they're struggling right now to create quantum computers. You've heard of that, quantum computing? Well, our minds already do that. They operate outside of what we know of as physical reality. That means a part of us is existing right now outside of what we think of as our physical reality. Right now, you're there. And in the olden days, people used to say, well, that's where your soul is. That's where your spirit is, outside of what's physically around us. Well, perhaps, but that's also where your mind is, this field of consciousness that you are. Flow dreaming lets you become aware outside of your mind. And you do this when you daydream, when you lose track of yourself, you lose track of time, you're daydreaming. What you're doing is you're fantasizing. You're thinking about things. You're creating things. You're puzzling through things. Well, when we flow dream, we do that all with a point. We do that with emotional energy. We talk to those vibrations around us. We talk to those vibrations. We talk to those energies. We talk to the other minds that are existing all around us as well. Other minds being all the people you know and all the things that they're doing. Their minds are also out in this field where your mind is right now. You know, some of the old phrases people say, like, you're out of your mind. What are you, out of your head? Oh, he's never in his mind. He's never in his head. You know, we talk like that. We recognize instinctually, fundamentally, that we are, in fact, in several places at one time. So when we're flow dreaming, we're flowing into this space, this deeper place, and then we're starting to pattern and create, to make things. We're starting to put our emotions in there. Emotions are such strong, powerful, powerful energies. You know, they are one of the most powerful things that you pack, powerful tools that you are, is your emotional toolkit, your emotional bag. So, not baggage, your emotional bag of tools. By the way, that's a great show in the archives for you to revisit if you really want to understand how to talk to this energy, how to work, how to manifest. Go to my archives. You can find them by going to my website, flowdreaming.com. Look up where my archives are, and you'll find shows devoted to using your emotional energy, becoming really confident with your emotions, becoming powerful with your emotional energy. You will no longer fear that part of yourself. You'll no longer feel overwhelmed by that part of yourself. You will own it, and you will use it. By the way, my book, Flow Dreaming, also includes a CD that has a great exercise for tapping into your emotional self. I mentioned that I was going to be talking about emotional dead zones, and I will be as we get to the rest of the program. But I think it's going to be nice just to take a moment to pause and perhaps go into a flow dream together. So, tell you what, we'll get some music going here, and we're going to do a flow. And this is going to be a sample, an example of what I do when I work with you one-on-one. It will also be a sample or an example of what some of my MP3 flow dreams are like, many of which you can listen to parts of on my website so you know exactly how they sound before you purchase them. And if the one you're looking at doesn't have a sample, it's probably because it's a shorter one or a newer one, and I haven't gotten to it yet. So you can listen to some of the other ones, some of the older ones, samples that are up there for the other products. And they're still about the same. You'll get the idea. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Flow dreaming has three parts to it, three components to it. One, awareness of flow energy. Remember how I was talking about the templates that are within everything, the energy that runs through everything? It's as constant as the ocean waves breaking on the shore, as the winds blowing over the earth, blowing the clouds through the sky. It's that constant. And like all things, flow has cycles. It has ups and downs, peak points and low points, high points on the wave and low points on the wave. And yet it's always moving forward. It's always expanding. It's always increasing. Everything around us that's happening right now, imagine if everything around us right now were being inscribed into a giant book. Well, the book would be the size of the universe, wouldn't it? Just to capture one instant of time in our universe or the multiverse. How much information is that that's constantly flowing through? We can't even conceive of it. Our physical brains weren't built to handle complexities, sizes like that. So we kind of get an idea of it and then we go, wow. Well, every second that's pouring through time, that's being inscribed, written into the energies and experienced, leaves its mark. It's created. It's something. When we go in there, when we go into this place where time is moving and flowing and we look ahead, what we're doing is we're seeing where that little arrow of time is going. We're going into this flowing place where things are just being put together underneath everything. All the events and the people and the things that are about to happen for you are just being put together. There are all these little flows of energy coming together and merging, splashing together. You know, think about this. When you talk with somebody, even our conversation we're having right now, I've been talking to you, but you've been listening. We're having a conversation together. I'm affecting you. I'm impacting you. And whether I know it or not, your energies are impacting me. You're the audience. You're connected to what I'm saying and expressing. So here we are, moving into this place where we are connected. And we're connected to all kinds of other things in our life. And these things are unfurling, like you know, the old idea of the sidewalk rolling up in front of you, or this, you know, rolling up when the town goes dark at night. Well, your sidewalk is unrolling in front of you bit by bit as you put your feet forward. And it's not predestined. It's being made. It's being created right now based on your decisions, based on the decisions of people around you, what you accept in your life, what your body is doing, what genes it's flicking on and off in you. All of these things are flowing into the information, creating that sidewalk, creating that future for you. We look down on this sidewalk because we recognize here we are in our flow already, eyes closed, looking down at this glowing sidewalk. It's just curled up at the edges right there in front of you, a bit like an old map, unrolling the parchment, beautiful, gorgeous, glowing parchment, strong and subtle and supple, moving forward, being created right now as we stride forward in time. What's going into this sidewalk of ours? What's flowing into our lives? What's coming in? What's coming in from the different sides? Who are the people that we've invited in? Oh, we recognize a lot of them, the old cast. But there will be new ones too, won't there? Some of these people are strangers, clerks at stores, people on the beach, people mountain biking next to us, people walking in and out of the offices where we work, people we pass on the road. But some people coming in will stay a bit longer. Some of them might even become very meaningful to us. New friendships developing, new romantic partners developing, new babies in our lives. Oh yes, some of these people stay for a while, many things unfolding and unrolling before us. Our decisions, our feelings, our desires guide this. What is it that you're desiring right now? What feelings do you want to have in your life? Don't think about the specifics now. Don't think about how quiet and nothing has been happening in this area of your life. That's where you were. You can look back and you can see that. You can see that old energy. It's sort of brackish and dark. But you've stepped out of it. You're back on the sidewalk now. And you're feeling how this part of your life that felt so intractable, so stubborn, so resistant, where nothing was, you feel that changing, breaking up, like the ice flows that melt in the Arctic every summer, breaking up, melting, coming apart, going in new directions, things happening, the water coming through, the life-giving seawater, the life, the flow, the energy coming up, bubbling up, rushing around you, rushing through you, rushing into this area of your life where you're feeling so happy, so joyful. You're saying, yes, it's moving here. It's changing here. And it's going in a direction that feels really, really positive, really, really good for me. Something will be happening here that will change things a lot. A lot. So beautifully, so wonderfully. I love this. I love this. You know, I look back and I think, how did I ever get stuck in that place of resistance? Why did I spend so long in that empty place? Anything I feel I might have lost there that I kept waiting around trying to get back? Oh, what a waste of my energy. I'm where everything is flowing and living, growing and breathing, streaming along like little silver fish in the sea. Now I'm feeling really good. Now this part of my life is starting to really take hold and have action within it. I love this. I love this sensation. Now at the count of 3 down to 1, we're going to open our eyes. Coming back from that beautiful glowing sidewalk, that little daydream that we just entered together, that fantasy that was so real, because it was. We were actually programming, actually creating, etching in during those seconds the real thoughts, the real feelings that we have about our life, so they can go out and create more of the same. 3, 2, 1. Well, there you are. That's an example of flow, of flow dreaming. When you look on my website and you see the kinds of work that I've done, the books and the CDs I've put together, that's pretty much what we do. I just guide you using beautiful music, using my voice, which I hope gives you that emotional sense of urgency that you require, that you need to really paint your feelings, your intentions, your desires into the universe. Well, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, more about emotional dead zones, those places in your life where you just can't summon anything. It's empty. It's done. It's over. We'll work with those in just a few minutes. I'm Summer McStravick, and the show is called Flow Dreaming.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every Flow Dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about flow dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about flow dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term Flow Dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the Flow Dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon. You can reach Venus for your own private reading by visiting GodIsAlwaysHappy.com and using the contact form to reach Venus. You can also enter to win a free psychic reading with Venus by signing up for her blog or newsletter at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. Venus draws winners' names each week. Plus, you can follow her very interesting life.
That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming. Are the people you want to reach with your product or service listening too? You can sponsor the Flow Dreaming radio show or the Flow Mojo web TV show and get your business in front of an audience of like-minded customers. Tens of thousands of people podcast this program every week, and every show is archived, meaning your products or services will reach people over and over again. Just visit flowdreaming.com or email Summer for a free informational package.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on our website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery that will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD, Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To, on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. As our hour is wrapping up together, I have another email to read to you. This one is really interesting because it has to do with health, and in particular, the big C word, cancer. I have an email from a gal named Lori, and she just wanted to share with me. She says, "My name is Lori, keep her last name out, and I rarely take the time to email people I don't know, but I just had to share this with you. I know you love to know about the amazing things that Flow Dreaming does in the lives of your listeners. I have just tons of Flow Dreaming products, the books and CDs, and I use them often." She says, "I recently had an abnormal mammogram in my left breast and had been damaged, which had been damaged by a car accident many years ago. They said there were changes, and then they used a radioactive isotope that was supposed to alight on any cancerous cells in the breast. Well, it lit me up, but good. At the core biopsy, I was told I almost certainly had breast cancer, but it never really resonated with me. I just didn't think I did. I listened to your MP3s, Self-Healing and Repair, and Asking for Help from the Universe. I felt the most incredible peace, and from that moment on, I almost couldn't even make myself worry about the biopsy results. When they came back negative, I was thrilled. However, the radiologist continued to insist I had breast cancer despite my biopsy results, and I was sent to a top surgeon in our area who told me the only way to make super, super sure was to go in and do a pathology on the whole thing. Well, I relented, but I continued to spend time in my flow, and I felt peaceful about the results. I did not think I had cancer. Well, I got the report that I was cancer-free just this week. All of this was so amazing, and thanks to you for teaching me and others how to go into the flow and bring back the very best gifts the universe has for us. I was able to go through all of this with a peace so deep and a confidence that all would be well. It's just a miracle, and I had to say thank you so much. In the flow, Lori." Well, there. I love that email. I saved it for the last. You could tell I was editing out a bit longer parts about what happened here and there with the doctors. Can you believe that? Two procedures. And the whole time she was feeling, my body is wonderful. My body resets itself, you know? The CD she's referring to, Self-Healing and Repair, one of the core ideas in that flow dream, is our bodies know what they're like when they're healthy. They've been healthy before. They know that state. They know how to get to that state because they created that state for themselves over and over and over again. So when we're going in and healing ourselves and working with our own internal energies, what we're really doing is asking our body, hey, remember when you were so healthy? Remember when we didn't have this? Remember that? Do you know that feeling? You have that template in you inside still. I know you do. That blueprint is still there. That perfect blueprint for what it's like when you are very, very healthy inside, when you are growing, when you're like spring grass, just shooting up in the rain, beautiful, alive, vibrant. You've been there before. You know best how to reach that state. No doctor does. No nutritionist does. Nobody does. You know best. You know how to reach that state because you've been there. That's really working with the internal energies of your body. And that's an area that I've been going deeper into actually recently with the latest flow dream that I have out, which is Flow Dreaming Support System, 14 Days to a Fit, Healthy, and Gorgeous Body. That's where we really work with our body, returning it to that fit, healthy state, the perfect weight that we love. So here we are, closing up the show. And I've been promising to talk about emotional dead zones. I remember that I actually have done a show about this, and I'm not sure which archives it's in, so I'm going to have to dig that up and find it. It was a great show, and I did it years ago. So if you find it, let me know. It might be on iTunes, or it might be back with HayHouseRadio.com. I'm not exactly sure. But here's where we get into emotional dead zones. Just a thought to leave you with. There are places in the Pacific where the fish no longer swim. Whole schools of fish are gone. In fact, all the creatures are gone. All the animals are gone. And scientists aren't really sure why. They're not really completely sure. They say, well, it could be algae blooms. It could be, you know, some toxins in the water. But really, it's just these empty patches in the ocean. Like the ocean has just given up. Closed up shop here. Go away. All fished out. All done. We in our own internal energy landscapes often get these zones in us as well. They're places where we are depleted. We've given so much. We've done so much. We've had so much stress there, so much anxiety there, so much constant, unrelenting frustration or anger there, that the energies just sort of peel away. They peel away. They become empty. They don't hold anything. It's like trying to hold a basket and the bottom of the basket has broken through. We can't even summon enough desire to care that we don't care. And it's often not in every area of our life. If you really hone in and think about it, you'll find one or two areas that it's most connected to. Maybe this is a relationship with a child or a relationship with a spouse. Maybe it has to do with your body. A feeling you have about your own health. This lack of desire, complete lack of desire. What do I do about that? Where there are no emotions there even. How can I try and feel happy about something is what people say to me when I don't even care about it anymore. This requires a slower restructuring of the flow. You can't just dump a whole bunch of energy in and say, oh, everything is wonderful again. You'll just feel upset and resentful and sort of resistant if you do that. No, you have to let things seep back in. You have to let them grow back in from the ground up, from the foundation up. This requires more delicate and prolonged flow dreaming work, but I'm telling you, it can be done. Maybe that should be a topic from one of the shows coming up in June or July, maybe this summer sometime. So with that little teaser still ringing in your ears, I'm going to be wrapping up this show. So reminder to you all, do get on my newsletter. I will be sending one out very soon about what it's like being someone who looks into the dreams and fantasies of people all over and helps people understand them and put them in to their flow. And what I find is all of us have remarkable similarities in what we're wanting and desiring. I've felt everything that you have felt, that people have felt, a remarkable amount of overlap out there. It's just the faces are different, the scenarios are different, but the desire, the feelings, all the same. It's like pulling out pieces of colored chalk and arranging them into different order, different pictures, but it's the same thing. So I guess this must be a wrap. Sorry, I had to pause there. My producer just sent me a little note saying that's it, 1 minute. Okay, until next week, I will talk to you all then. In the meantime, go visit my archives, go visit the website, and my love goes out to you all. Happy flow dreaming. Until then, I'm Summer McStravick.